Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Multifamily Millionaire. Volume I, Achieve Financial Freedom by Investing in Small Multifamily Real Estate is a practical real estate investing guide by Brandon Turner, co-authored with Brian Murray. It is positioned as the first half of a two-volume series focused on multifamily investing, with this installment centered on small multifamily properties, generally in the 2 to 20 unit range. The book is designed for beginner to intermediate investors who want a structured path into property ownership and cash flow rather than broad theory. Its purpose is to show how small multifamily real estate can be used to build equity, generate income, and move toward financial freedom through repeatable methods. The content emphasizes deal analysis, financing, acquisition, property operations, and portfolio scaling, combining technical investing concepts with accessible explanations. Rather than treating real estate as a passive, one-step wealth strategy, the book presents it as a system that depends on disciplined underwriting, creative acquisition, and operational competence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why small multifamily properties are presented as a stronger entry point than single-family investing. A central argument of the book is that small multifamily real estate offers a more efficient path to wealth building than buying one house at a time. The authors frame 2 to 20 unit properties as a middle ground between simple residential rentals and larger commercial assets, making them accessible to investors who are still learning but want more scale than a single-family home can provide. This matters because small multifamily properties can produce multiple income streams from one asset, which can improve cash flow stability and reduce reliance on one tenant. The book also suggests that this category is easier to manage personally than large apartment buildings, which makes it especially relevant for first-time investors. By emphasizing this segment, the book teaches readers to think in terms of systems and leverage, where one acquisition can accelerate learning, income, and portfolio growth at the same time. Secondly, deal analysis methods that help investors judge a property before buying. The book places strong emphasis on underwriting and property analysis because small multifamily investing can fail quickly if the numbers are wrong. It introduces criteria and expense estimation approaches intended to help readers evaluate deals with greater speed and confidence. This is important because investors often focus on purchase price alone, while the real outcome depends on vacancy, maintenance, reserves, operating costs, and financing terms. The authors push readers to assess whether a property can support itself under realistic assumptions, not optimistic ones. But that analytical discipline is one of the book's most practical contributions. Since the difference between a good and bad multifamily purchase is often hidden in the operating budget rather than the listing price, the material is especially useful for newer investors who may know how to search for listings, but not how to determine whether a property can actually perform as an investment. Thirdly, creative financing and low money down acquisition as tools for breaking into ownership. Another major theme is that lack of capital should not automatically block someone from entering multifamily real estate. The book discusses creative financing methods, including strategies associated with no money down or very little money down, as a way to reduce the upfront barrier to entry. This is significant because many aspiring investors assume that real estate requires large savings, when in practice, structure and negotiation can sometimes matter more than cash alone. The book also connects this idea to house hacking, where an owner lives in one part of the property and rents the rest, lowering personal housing costs while building equity. That combination of financing flexibility and owner occupancy makes the first acquisition more attainable and can improve early returns. The book does not present these tactics as shortcuts, but as tools that reward preparation, deal quality, and willingness to learn the mechanics of lending and seller motivation. Fourthly, the BRRR method and portfolio scaling as a repeatable growth model. The book treats real estate investing as a compounding process, and the BRRR method is one of the main mechanisms behind that view. Buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat is presented as a way to recycle capital and expand a portfolio faster than a traditional buy and hold approach. In the context of small multifamily properties, this strategy matters because value can sometimes be created through renovations, better leasing, or improved management, after which refinancing may release equity for the next purchase. The book also references the stack, a framework aimed at helping readers think in terms of long-term net worth growth rather than isolated deals. Together, these ideas encourage investors to see each property as part of a larger system. The focus is not simply on owning rentals, but on using each acquisition to create momentum that can be reinvested into future deals. Which is a more disciplined and scalable model than passively accumulating properties without a broader plan? Lastly, operating rentals like a business through management, sourcing, and transition planning. The book goes beyond acquisition and addresses what happens after the purchase, which is where many investors struggle. It highlights property management as a core skill, arguing that rentals should be run with a service and systems mindset rather than treated as side income with minimal oversight. That perspective matters because tenant retention, maintenance response, and vacancy control directly affect returns. The book also covers off-market deal sourcing, which expands the acquisition funnel beyond public listings and can improve access to better opportunities. In addition, it discusses the transition from small multifamily properties to larger commercial investments, which gives the reader a sense of progression rather than a static endpoint. This combination is important because it frames multifamily investing as an evolving business. Success depends not only on finding a property, but also on managing it well, locating the next one, and understanding when the investor is ready to move to a more complex asset class. In conclusion, The Multifamily Millionaire, Volume I, is best suited to readers who want a structured, operationally grounded introduction to multifamily real estate investing. Beginners will benefit from its accessible entry point into 2 to 20 unit properties, while intermediate investors may appreciate the emphasis on underwriting financing strategy and repeatable acquisition methods. Its practical value lies in showing how small multifamily deals can be used not just to produce cash flow, but to build a larger portfolio through disciplined reinvestment and better deal selection. Compared with many real estate books that stay at the level of inspiration or general advice, this one stands out for its focus on actual investing mechanics, analyzing expenses, using creative financing, sourcing off-market opportunities, applying BRRR, and managing rentals as a functioning business. It is also distinctive because it is part of a two-volume system, making the scope clear from the beginning. Readers looking for a realistic roadmap into multifamily ownership, rather than a vague overview of real estate wealth, will find the strongest benefit here. If you would like to support Brandon Turner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.